Welcome to a podcast about an era when appearances meant everything.
This is real spectacle, both from far away and close to.
I'm thinking of fabulosity, wealth, power, those statements that I want you all to see me and remember me looking the absolute best.
But what you don't see is a penetrating glimpse of the sitter's psyche, their interiority.
Imagine 15th century Florence. One family, the Medici, has managed to dominate the city through their wealth and political acumen. Then in 1494, they were exiled by those who opposed their power. But the Medici had no intention of abandoning their ambition to rule. In 1512, they seized the opportunity to return. Over the ensuing two decades, through alliances with the Holy Roman Emperor, Charles V, they managed to overthrow the Republic, rewrite its constitution, and establish a hereditary state ruled by a Medici Duke. It is this period of political and social upheaval that is the focus of the exhibition The Medici, Portraits and Politics, 1512 to 1570 at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. This podcast accompanies the exhibition to examine outstanding portraits of those who lived through this period of transformation.
In these Renaissance paintings, people are showing the greatest things there were to wear, possess in their world.
I find in the Renaissance portraits that we're looking at that person, but we're looking at them at a very good moment. Every hair is in place.
What none of them forgot was that they were Florentines with a proud and glorious past. The challenge that confronted them and the great artists who painted or sculpted them was how to reflect their political, social, and cultural standing in this new Medician state. Of particular focus on this podcast is the figure of Cosimo I de' Medici, who ascended to power as a teenager.
He's barely 18, a boy, but he has such shrewd political instincts that within very few years, he becomes the absolute authority and supreme ruler of the city. He is a hereditary ruler. All pretenses of the Republic are gone.
Cosimo leveraged art to project power, employing Florence's centuries-old legacy as a cultural capital and promoting artistic institutions that drew the best and brightest artists and poets. The Duke's portraits became a kind of social media, projecting influence and ensuring a degree of immortality. We may even think of Cosimo as the ultimate influencer. On this podcast, you'll hear from a costume designer, a fashion historian, a poetry scholar, curator, and contemporary artist, who will guide you in decoding portraits from a moment in history when appearances meant everything. Welcome to an era when the Florentine elite commissioned portraits to attest to their power, wealth, and learning, embracing a style of enormous sophistication and artifice. If you're listening at the museum, feel free to wander as you listen. This isn't a guided tour. This podcast is sponsored by Bloomberg Philanthropies. Up next, what's important to include in a portrait of a 16th century Florentine power player?